Thank you, Sam. I'll now hand over to Phil for some more news stories.
The stress on Norfolk County Council finances is evident. The councillors are not ruling out a large tax increase, but are making proposals to cut services, including closing recycling centres on Wednesdays and introducing booking slots. Worries about fly tipping have led to proposals for provisions of free skips. The County Council's proposals to increase care costs for disabled people are being criticised, and the Council has come in for more criticism following a computer failure. Alison will read the first of the news stories from the County Council.
County Hall leaders have not ruled out raising council tax above their current permitted limits amid a widening multi-million pound budget gap. Leaders at Norfolk County Council were asked to reassure taxpayers that they would not seek government permission for a much larger hike in council tax than the maximum of 4.99% increase they can currently levy. While council leaders said they have not approached the government to ask for that permission and does not anticipate doing so at this time, council bosses have admitted that the authority's £46.2 million budget gap has grown and it is looking for ways to plug it. The gap has widened after the government signalled it would give less money than expected for County Hall to spend on services. Council leaders have yet to reveal how much the gap has risen by and what it will mean for savings and cuts. With a number of councils having effectively declared bankruptcy because they could not balance the books, the government has given some authorities dispensation to bump up council tax by as much as 15%.
All of Norfolk's tips could be shut on Wednesdays and people made to book slots to get rid of waste, as County Hall revealed £50 million of cuts and savings. Disabled people could also have to pay more for their care, after Norfolk County Council revived a controversial proposal that previously landed the authority in the High Court. The Conservative-controlled council confirmed the cuts and savings it needs to make next year have increased from £46.2 million to £52.2 million. It comes after the money the government gave the authority to run services was £4 million short than expected, amid extra pressure on adult social care and children's services. The council had already identified £26 million of savings, but has now revealed more proposals, including closing all of Norfolk's recycling centres on Wednesdays to save £200,000 a year and introducing booking slots to get rid of waste to save a further annual sum of £200,000. Changing the minimum income guarantee used by the council to assess how much disabled people pay for their care, which will mean hundreds of vulnerable people have to pay more to save the council £1.2 million a year. Switching off 1,000 further streetlights across the county to save £200,000 a year. New charges at Norfolk Record Office and a requirement for visits to be pre-booked. Charging an administration fee for brokering on behalf of people who self-fund their agile social care.
There have been calls for the introduction of public skips to help deal with the city's fly-tipping problems. Housing provider Flagship Services offered folk the chance to get rid of their waste in two public skips last Friday and also collected rubbish for those without private transport to take to a tip. Wensum Ward Green City Councillor Liam Calvert was one of the many taking advantage of the skip, dropping off a broken dryer, and he believes Norwich City Council is still struggling to get on top of fly tipping despite its £100,000 Love Norwich project. Mr. Calvert said, "Fly-tipped waste is a real issue for people, with thousands of reports every year. Bulky waste collection fees charged to them are too high, especially as within areas of my ward, half of households don't have access to a car. The Labour-run City Council needs to make collections for bulky waste free of charge and look at providing local drop-off services like this to remove the temptation to illegally dump waste. It's clear that we need an initiative like this to solve the problem." A City Council spokesman said it's an active supporter of last week's public skip event, saying, "We liaised directly with the organisers beforehand." Waste collection and the prevention of fly tipping are priorities for Norwich City Council, and it's an active supporter of the event. Business in the community have advised that they'll be providing us with an impact report of the event, which we will review.
Disabled people could be pushed into debt because of a council's money-saving move to make them pay for their care, campaigners warned. Norfolk County Council has been criticised over proposals to save £1.2 million a year by changing a policy around care costs for disabled people. The proposals to reduce the minimum income guarantee, MIG, are part of the Conservative-controlled Council's bid to save £52.2 million. The MIG is an amount of their income disabled people can keep for everyday expenses after the cost of council-arranged home care is taken into account. The County Council wants to lower it from £187 a week to £171.25 a week, in line with neighbouring counties, which would mean disabled people aged 18 to 64 would pay more for their care. When the council proposed a similar reduction in 2019, it triggered a High Court challenge. The council lost, with the judge saying the authority's actions were discriminatory. Judith and Nick Taylor, whose son has Down syndrome, run the Disability Network Norfolk Group and are appalled the council has revived the proposal. Mrs. Taylor from Buxton, near Aylsham, said, "Why do the most vulnerable have to suffer just so the county council can make some savings?"
A blunder by a multi-million pound council computer system has seen workers forced to pay back part of their wages. Norfolk County Council has asked 78 workers to repay some of their wages because a new issue with its My Oracle payroll system meant that staff were paid too much. This is the latest problem involving the £22 million computerised human resources and finance system, which has previously led to workers being paid late, incorrectly, or not at all. It comes at a time when IT systems are under the spotlight, after fresh interest in the hundreds of post office postmasters being falsely convicted of fraud, which was in fact down to an error of the Horizon software used. A Norfolk County Council spokesman said, "It is regrettable when anyone's pay is not correct, and we're sorry for the concern this has caused the individuals affected. We recently discovered that as a result of human error, a group of 78 employees had received incorrect payments with a total net overpayment of £35,874. We contacted those affected within 3 days to notify them of the error and, where they had been overpaid, offered people a repayment plan that spread the cost over a number of months, ensuring that it was manageable for the individual and meeting our statutory obligations."
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Phil Harrison and Alison Aplin. Jane Pratt and Tim Peters are now going to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news and two more features, another by Derek James, and then one from Keith Skipper.